Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Mujer de Éxito Unbounded podcast show. And as you know, this is a podcast where we share tips and tricks for the mujerpreneur, on how to build your business, rock your six figures, so that you can live your best life. And you also know that once a month I have an exclusive guest that has stood out for some reason and just really caught my eye for whatever reason. And I really think that what my guests have to offer are such valuable information. And today is no different. Today, I am so excited. It's sumamente importante que me escuchen, eh? Today, I have the creator of My Blissful Vida, Erica Dox Martinez, otra Latina, otra mujerpreneur, tan chula, hermosa. And today, she is just going to rock your world. I know that. Erica, thank you so much for being on the show. And I have a question for you. Tell us a little bit about you right now. What's happening in your life, in your world?
Right now, I live in New Jersey, right outside of New York City. I was born and raised in New York, and I live with my husband here in Jersey, and I have four amazing bonus kids through the marriage, which is exciting. And yeah, four. But they're not kids anymore. So they range from 15 to 27. So that's exciting ages. Yeah.
Wow. You look like you're like 19 or 20.
Thank you.
Ay, qué chula.
I'm 44, actually, but thank you so much.
Oh, you didn't have to say that. And you know, don't ask me porque, you know, I've got you beat by a lot.
No way. Well, you look amazing.
Oh, thank you. So, Erica, let's talk a little bit about what, first of all, the one thing that we need to do as mujerpreneurs is we need to honor each other. And we also need to dispel that myth that, oh, you know, Latinas, you know, they're not competition for us because they're going to knock each other down and they're going to pull each other and they will never rise. Have you ever heard that?
Yes, I definitely have. But I think that there's so much more we can do together and working together and collaborating together. So I'm actually part of an organization called We All Grow Latinas. So that's one of their models, is like, when one grows, we all grow. And I love that community so much.
You know, I love that you're here. And I really do. I've always worked as a former formal educator. I've always been a champion for the underserved, the underrepresented, and the underprivileged, who happen to be the Latina and BIPOC community, right? And so it's so important. I remember that when I was a principal, that somebody said, when I got chosen to be a principal, because I interviewed for the toughest school in the district, and toughest meaning that's where all the gangs were and blah, blah, blah. And it was a middle school. And people are like, no, you don't want to go there, because if you go there, you'll never leave it, with a clean, bill of health and da, da, da. And it was just such a, it was just so interesting for me to do that. But the majority, the 86% of the population of that school was Latinos. And we had Filipinos and we had Afro-Americans, and only 1% was white. But, it was like the school was underperforming and all of this. And people were going like, oh my God, that's a lot of work. Why are you going to do that? And it was based upon the fact that their financial resources were so small that the district just figured that they were content with just Band-Aid approaches, because, you know, they, all the money in the district was spent and sent to the well-to-dos in the other side, on the other side of town. So yeah, it's so meaningful that you have created this awesome, awesome, awesome business, which you call the Blissful Vida. And it's about, you know, helping people in the financial sector, or helping women, or, you know, who do you help and what exactly do you do in your business?
So I definitely love what you're saying. And I think that high schools, just really quickly, are really deserving of more financial literacy. And I know that the country is doing better at advocacy around it and getting it in more schools, but there's still so much more work to do. So I love that, you know, there's people out there who care, and it's really important to put more of this work out there. So thank you for serving and working at that high school with more people like us, because we need to see people in that space doing better. So, but back to Blissful Vida. So I am a financial wellness coach, and I am the heart and soul behind Blissful Vida. And it's an organization where ambitious, heart-centered Latinas and allies, I help them discover the path to financial wellness, because I want more of us to live a life rich in abundance and bliss. So that's more of like what I do. And I want to empower people to break free from financial stress and overwhelm, to embrace more financial peace of mind. So that's really what the Blissful Vida home is all about. And I want to build out more of us to live in that space and work on, you know, the emotional and spiritual practical aspects of financial life. It's not just about numbers and budgets and doing all those things. Like, there's a lot more behind the scenes of it. And I think we need to bring awareness to that as well.
Yeah. Qué hermosa. So right now I would love to ask you this. What was the impetus that made you say, okay, I've got to do this. I've got to do this so I can empower más mujeres, you know, más personas, whatever it is.
All right. Well, my this is my story. So in 2012, my husband proposed to me at the Grand Canyon. Ooh. And yeah, that was awesome. We were so excited, and we celebrated the night away in Vegas. And, you know, we took all that excitement back home. But I remember, like, once reality hit in, that I was just like looking up all the wedding things, the venues, the cakes and the dresses. And once, like, I saw the price tags of everything, you know, that's when panic took over. And like many of you who have planned or are planning a wedding or maybe have a huge expense coming up, I was freaking out, like thinking, how the hell are we going to pay for all of this?
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Hola, hola, hola. Welcome to another episode of Mujer de Éxito Unbounded, Woman of Success Without Limits. My name is Marty Angel, and I am your host for this podcast. Mi nombre es Marty Angel, y soy su anfitriona aquí para este podcast. I just want to share with you that sometimes we speak English, sometimes we speak Spanish, and sometimes we speak Spanglish. And what this podcast is about getting the story, the real story, the raw and real story from those women who have gone from survivor to thriver, and hopefully inspires you to be able to see that you can do it too. As a business coach, I love taking the mujerpreneur, the bilingual mujerpreneur, gain clarity and focus on who they serve so they can up level from brick and mortar to click and order and rock their six-figure biz. Gracias por estar aquí. Let's get to it. Vamos.
So, you know, it was kind of like an overwhelming feeling because neither of us had savings. We didn't have parents who were going to pay for it. So, I just was like thinking and racing about this is just really crazy. I did everything that my parents told me to do. You know, I went to college, I got a good job, I was making good money, and I still didn't feel like a success because I was living paycheck to paycheck and I didn't have any savings. So I think that that's when reality set in and kind of like, hey, I need to do better with my money, because I was making good money, like I said. And I think I was like, I want to be able to pay for this wedding myself and all in full without getting into more debt. So one thing I didn't mention in there, I graduated with $80,000 of student loan debt and $25,000 in credit card debt. So that's at 21, 22 years old, carrying all this debt. So I also didn't learn really well how to use credit and manage credit and pay that back in a responsible manner. So that was really frustrating. And I think a lot more of us need help with navigating that space as well. So I just decided at that point, this was when I was in my, we got engaged, I was 32. So we did not get married until I was able to save enough for it. And my husband saved enough for the wedding as well. And we paid off our wedding in full before we got married, which was an amazing feat. And then after that, I started focusing on saving and investing and learning these things that we were not taught, and to get out of the paycheck to paycheck rat race. So I think to me that that was my financial freedom, was just not to live paycheck to paycheck. And I think a lot of people are struggling with that. And I want to help more people get out of that constraint. Like that's, I think the biggest mission is like, we don't need to live so tight and overwhelmed and stressed when it comes to money. There are ways for us to, you know, release some of that and live in more bliss and financial bliss. So that's where my work comes in, is kind of, let me help you navigate why you're living this way, how we can get out of it. And especially when it comes to, a lot of us are making more money than we've ever made in our entire lives. Like we go to college and get these good jobs, but we don't know how to manage our money too well either. Or the more we make, the more we spend. And there's a way to do all of this in a blissful manner. And I say, to come up with a blissful spending plan. I don't call it a budget. And to use your money more intentionally will help with all of this as well. So this is like, you know, why I do what I do. I just want more people to have that financial freedom that I felt, in whatever capacity that means for you.
Right. That is an amazing story. And, you know, it's just, you know, I know how personally, you know, how important it is to pay off student loans. I mean, I remember getting, you know, my first master's degree was, a loan degree. I want to say it was a loan degree, right? And it took years to pay it off, right? And that's even with it being a low interest loan, blah, blah, blah. And so it was important for me, like you, to pay it off. But let me ask you this. So who do you find you work with? You know, who is your ideal customer? Who is it that you really, you know, want to, I would say, impact?
Yeah, I would say those would be like professional, ambitious Latinas and allies that with a spiritual soul. So they're seeking not just financial stability, but like a deeper sense of fulfillment and joy in their lives. So that's more like Blissful Vida overall is about holistic wealth. So what that would mean is like, we're going to look at all aspects of life, where I want there to be like a balance within life. So that means, you know, finances is one piece of the puzzle, but there are other things that you need to work on as well to kind of have a holistic, happy, blissful life. So it's really important that people understand that, or want to have a balanced, holistic, healthy life as well, wealthy life. So wealth is not only about numbers. It's about like feeling rich in life. We're all really rich in life with a lot of the things that we do have already.
Right, right, right. And that's something that we need to remind ourselves. I agree with you. We need to remind ourselves every day of the fact that one of the things that that I worked on, you know, in about 2007, 2008, I, you know, had opened my practice as a functional diagnostic nutritionist, and I, you know, I financed it myself. I closed the physical practice, and now I just do only online and only for private clients who know my specialty, basically. But one of the things that I remember was that I was, so my clientele for that is all those people that knew that there was something off. They didn't feel themselves. They didn't feel this, but yet they would go to the doctor and the doctor would say, I'm giving you a clean bill of health. But they were like, you know, I don't believe that. So that's, you know, in the college sector, I was teaching the science of nutrition, the science of the cell. But where I'm getting to is that when I was looking for products and I found a product partner that happened to be, you know, a network marketing MLM type of thing. Mm-hmm. And what I found was that as I married myself to that product, besides the fact that it's, you know, the only one that's found in the physician's desk reference manual, besides that, what I found then, and it took me that long, what I found was that it really taught me a lot about financial literacy. Something that I had already had my first bachelor's degree, my first master's degree, and now I had, you know, was working on my, you know, secondary degree, and nowhere over there, you know, my undergrad was in marketing and management. Nowhere did I ever get any financial literacy in college. You know, it was like, and the only financial literacy I remember from my mom was that you get one credit card and that's it. Yeah, no mas. You know, no mas. If you don't have cash, you don't buy it.
Yeah. And I wish I got those lessons.
And that was then, you know, and that was my mom. And you know, although, and I'm gonna ask you a question on this one. Although what I found was that it came back to bite her in the butt. She when she went to apply for the one credit card, they said, no, you don't have any credit, blah, blah, blah. I mean, she paid for a house and that type of thing when she divorced dad. And no. So let me ask you this. So what would you say to somebody that says, if I don't have cash, I'm not going to get a credit card?
I think credit cards are a tool, and they can definitely help you in life. And you need credit for a lot of things to do, I guess, to get even a cell phone or to buy a car or get a house. And the better your credit is, the lower your interest rates are. So at the end of the day, it's going to cost you less money to borrow money when it comes to the debt that you need to use in life on occasion. But I think credit is good, and a lot of people are intimidated by it. But if you have the cash, or you just want to use it, you can use it responsibly and just use your credit card for the amount of cash that you do have and just pay that off, which is what I do now. That wasn't what I always did because I was way in a lot of debt before. But now that I'm able to use credit cards responsibly, I use my credit cards for everything because I get the rewards now. So now the credit cards are paying me instead of me paying them an interest. They pay me 1-5% of what I spend on it. So I think there is a good way to spend, even if you have that mentality. But again, that's going back to our mindset, the things that we believe, because there are other ways to think about it. So you can just use the money that you have, but you can use your credit card to actually fund it. But if you're having trouble getting a credit card, I think that was maybe your first point. Sometimes it's not as easy if you have no credit. So you can get a secured credit card, which would be helpful, which is where you kind of front the money up front. It'll be like $200 sometimes. And then after a year, they give you $200 back. They just want to see if you're able to manage that well. And I think you can get, I don't recommend this too much, but I think store credit cards are easier to get. So that's something that you can use to build credit. And the responsible way to build credit is to use like 25% of whatever the limit is that they give you and pay that off every month. So don't carry a balance. You don't want to pay them any money. I really wish I didn't pay them so much money in the, you know, in the beginning, but now I'm like, all right, they're paying me back with my rewards and I get my free money from them. Mm-hmm. So I hope that's helpful.
Yeah. And so then let me ask you this then. So somebody comes to you and says, hey, I need help. How do you help them?
Well, everybody's situation is different. So it'll depend what their situation is and what they need help with. But if they're in debt, go ahead.
So let me clarify my question a little bit more. I was a little vague. So what I'm asking is, how do you help somebody? Do you give classes or coaching or one-on-ones or group coaching or how do you help somebody?
Yeah, right now I'm just starting out. So I do offer one-on-one coaching currently, and that would be, walk you through the Blissful framework that I put together, which is a 90-day program. And that has the different steps that we go through to see what you're working on, what are your goals, what are your values, and how we can create a blissful spending plan together to help you reach your goals to live a more blissful life. So it's like a process, and we definitely work on money mindset as well. And one of the freebies I have is a Shift Your Money Mindset workbook. So that's something that anybody can download if they want to start tapping into some things that might be holding them back and just uncovering what these things might be. So there's a workbook that I have that I'm sure we'll share later. And that would help with step one to kind of uncovering some of the habits. So a big one with that for me was when I was younger, my brother got $100 sneakers. And when I asked for sneakers, I got $40 sneakers. So for me, that created a money story for me, like, if you don't, they love my brother more because they spend more money on him. So I think one of my financial habits growing up that this helped uncover was that I spent money on people for love, or for them to feel like loved by me, or for me to feel loved by them. So I can attribute that to a lot of my credit card, maybe expenses, of why I went crazy is because I was spending in that manner. But once you're aware of, hey, am I doing that? This is what I'm doing, and this is why, then you can, and I'm not saying don't spend money on people, but it's like, what is the intention behind it? Are you doing it because you want to, or are you doing it to feel some kind of emotion? So emotions are what's behind a lot of our habits. So I think that's really a helpful tool to help people. I talk them through uncovering some money stories and limiting beliefs that come from, a lot of it's from our childhood.
Yeah. I agree. That was interesting for you to say that right now. It was like, okay, let me think about that. Wow. We all have a money story, even though we say, oh no, I don't have a money story. We have a money story, whether it's an abundant money story or whether it is a lack money story. Right. And, and it's just like you said, it's the money mindset. Well, let me ask you this. So your freebie for that, if somebody wants it, it's about, it's money mindset
shifting,
right? Is it a report? Is it a questionnaire, or is it a audio? What is it?
Yeah. So it's just a workbook, and you fill it in. So it'll ask you questions, and you fill in those questions, and it'll ask you to reflect on those questions and discover what comes up for you from those. And then what limiting beliefs are you attaching because of these stories? And then from there, it will ask you how you can reframe that. And it has examples in it on how to do that.
That's going to be amazing. So if you're listening to the Mujer de Éxito Unbounded right now, I'm talking to Erica Dox Martinez, the creator of My Blissful Vida, and her link will be in the show notes. If you're watching us on the Coach Marty Angel YouTube channel, you can check it down below, and the link will be there. If you're listening to the audio, check in the show notes, because the link will be there so that you can begin your discovery into your money mindset. Now, Erica, let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. Well, what if, like, let's say me, being a late Gen Xer, I'm right on the cusp of being Gen X and baby boomer. I'm right on the cusp right there. So what would you say to somebody like me that, let's say, came to you and said, I've never had a good relationship with money. I live paycheck to paycheck. How can you help me?
I would really want to assess where you are currently. So I would ask, especially for where you are in life, like retirement, do you have any savings there? How are you going to finance yourself for your future? So that's a big part, I think, when it comes to older generations. And I think this is something, a big point we should pay attention to too, as just our family members are getting older. So, you know, we have to sometimes take care of our parents or our grandparents, and they might not have been financially responsible either. So it's like really important to think about these situations and how they can affect your loved ones down the road, because I think a lot of us don't look into the future too much. We're like, yes, YOLO, let's live for now. But, you know, if things happen in your future, you grow older, the expenses are really there. And, you know, somebody has to pay for these things. So even if, God forbid, you pass away, but these are conversations we need to have, and we need to be prepared. Maybe life insurance is something I would ask if you have, so that if something happens to you, other people are not financially burdened on top of, you know, mourning you. And I think that that's another part, like, people don't really think about. It's expensive to pass away.
Yes, it is.
So
tell me about it. I mean, I had to finance my dad and my mom through her, you know, almost decade of, I became her caregiver. And, it was amazing because I, you know, here, this woman, you know, was really good with money, and she, you know, had properties and all of this stuff. But by the time that I got to her, she had already been married, to this man who didn't like me and didn't allow me to visit mom. And what I found out was that he was actually squandering all her money and had lost all her properties. He had gambled them away. And yeah, so there was only one property left when, you know, and she had gotten Alzheimer's, but you never know what can happen. This man, I had to report him for elder abuse. You know, it was just like he was spending my mom's Social Security check. Wow. I don't know what the heck he was spending it on, but he had his own Social Security check. And this was a Marine, okay? This was a man that, you know, it was just horrible. And those are the things that, and this happened to me when I turned, I was about 53. Mm-hmm. I was about 53, and it was like, whoa, wow, you know? And it was like, that's something that you don't realize that can happen.
For sure.
It's really crazy. The situations when we, you know, when we don't think about preparing for situations like that, those things can happen. I mean, never in my right mind did I ever think that I would have to come back and monetarily take care of mom plus physically take care of mom, you know? And so, you know, had I known that I was going to do that, I would have put more money aside, right? Long-term care or whatever.
Yeah.
I scrambled to be able to get the assistance in order to help me take care of mom. So yeah, you're what you do is so critically important, so critically important.
Thank you.
And I just think it's, you know, you have a beautiful, way, the way you speak, your energy, everything is good. But let me ask you this, let's say somebody comes to you and says, hey, you know, Erica, I have an issue with, you know, with getting out of debt, and I'm, you know, let's say I'm 60 years old. I'm 60 years old. I'm in debt because I helped, whatever it is. Do I have to show you my bank statements? Because that's where people get like freaked out.
Yes. And I think that that's because talking, how you said, I think when we were on live before, talking about money is so taboo. People don't want to like share things, or they feel embarrassed. I think a lot of emotions come up when it comes to money. So it's up to your comfort level, what you would share with me as a client, but it does help to know like the actual numbers, so we could come up with a plan on how you can navigate whatever your goals are. So if one of your goals is to get out of debt, I kind of need like to see a big picture, or I can explain different strategies and you can try to work it out on your own, because like, there is so much information out there too. That's, you know, free information on YouTube or books and everything. So, you know, we all have the capability to learn how to navigate and do better with money. So I think it's just a matter of if you have a coach, maybe you will feel more comfortable sharing, but it's completely up to you. Like I wouldn't want to make anyone feel uncomfortable in terms of what they want to share. But I think that that is a really big issue, or not issue, but a good thing to bring up, because I think a lot of people aren't comfortable sharing like, hey, I'm in this much debt, or hey, you know, this is how much I make, or maybe, you know, and I think a lot of it's shame when it comes to talking about money and embarrassment. But we need to like shift the narrative, because the more that we talk about this and the more we get this information out there, the more we can do better. And I think like another big part of not talking about money, and I saw it at my last company too, is, you know, the big wage disparities among how much people make when we're doing the same job, whether it be a man or a woman, or, you know, based on race. So that was huge. So it's like the more we're talking about it, I think transparency when it comes to pay is becoming more common. So it's like, hey, let's like start talking a little bit more about money and getting these things out there so that we can even out the playing field just a little bit, just by doing that. Because if you're calling out, you know, hey, this person makes more than me and that's not fair, then, you know, they're going to be forced to make these changes that would help even, you know, make things more equitable.
Yeah. And I agree with you, because in my own experience, when I was, when I was a principal, I was a principal of a middle school, and you never talked about how much you made, never, ever, ever, ever. Right. But what I found out in my own, you know, being the curious person, right, that I was, and finding out that my counterparts, who were also middle school principals, who happened to be primarily white men, were making like 30,000 more a year than I was.
Wow.
And it was like, okay. And, and I had supposedly one of the toughest schools in the district, and yet they were, and it was like, I couldn't do anything. I could, you know, what was I going to do? Go to the, you know, superintendent and say, hey, how come you're paying that guy, you know, who has less students in his school and is doing less for his people and falls asleep in the meetings and calls in sick more than anybody else. And, you know, and you can't do that. You, or at least I couldn't. Right. Mm-hmm. But it was like that created a trauma in and of itself, right? Like not being able to speak. Right. So, do you kind of get into that maybe? So it sounds like you're like a money therapist.
Yes. I think, one of my clients, yeah, she's like, you're like a money healer. That's what she's like, you should be called that. So, I'm working on it, but thank you.
Yeah. So, it's so important. Like I said, what you do. Now, let me ask you this, your curriculum that you put together, are you ever going to, where, you know, what do you see in your future? Are you going to share it to schools? What are you going to do? I mean, give me a little bit about, okay, yes. Where do you see My Blissful Be Thy in a couple of years?
Definitely. I do workshops as well. So I don't think I mentioned that. So I do one-on-one coaching and workshops. So I am in talks with high schools and colleges now to put on workshops, but I think it would be good to like put together curriculum, like you're saying, and maybe I can shop that around as well. So for right now, it's just workshops. But I think down the line, I would also love to see Blissful Be Thy put together like a community of women who we can like work together to build this financial blissful life. So that's what I want to build out. I'm just starting my entrepreneurship journey. Blissful Be Thy is a little over a year old, but I haven't been focused on it like full time, just for the past 7 months. So as a little baby, like we're taking our baby steps and growing, but I would love to make a membership or community of more Latinas on the same passion to live a more blissful life, just all around wellness and just having this balance in our lives where we feel, I think healing is a big part of a big part of this journey and just life in general. Like I'm really a big advocate of therapy and healing and doing all of that like inner Nina work. So I think if I can put that all together somehow and create a community where, you know, we are thriving all around, I think that's the vision that I see for Blissful Vida down the line. And I would love to be able to put that all together. So I'm putting it out to the universe. That's what Blissful Vida is going to be.
And the universe heard it. Yes. And it's going to happen for you. It's so amazing. I love the fact that, you know, I get to interview such great, you know, minds. You're so needed. It's so important. And it's so important for, you know, people to hear, hey, there's Latinas out here. You know, that's what the podcast is. The voice of a Latina, you know, and maybe one of these days, you know, people always ask me, why didn't you call it the Marty Angel, you know, this and that or whatever. And it was like, no, when I, you know, I was in a meditation and I was asking, you know, and it came to me, I had a spiritual advisor at that time, and that was how I actually came up with the Mujer de Éxito Unbounded. So basically it means woman of success without limits, right? And the limits that we put on ourselves are always mental. They're always coming from inside, right? We grab something and then we put it in here and then we stress over it. And the moment that we stress over it, we've made it ours. We've made it ours. And it's like, if you don't know how to release it, you know, it stays with you. It stays with you. And it's so important, you know. So I love the work that you're doing. And I love the fact that, you know, the Mujer de Éxito, one of these days, my dream for the Mujer de Éxito Unbounded is to be able to have a, you know, get it to the point so it's monetized, but get it to the point where somebody else can take it over who has the same vision and the power so that my name isn't connected with it. But there is another beautiful, you know, mujerpreneur ready to, you know, carry the torch forward and keep on this voice that will never end. I hope that this voice will never end.
Yes, that's amazing.
Yeah. So anyway, that's kind of, thank you for letting me share my story on the podcast.
Of course. But, we're here for it.
I, you know, I love what you're doing. I love, you know, give us like one tip. If you could give us like one special tip that I could take away and I can do today, what would that be?
I would say to just be more intentional with your money and where you're spending it. Like give all of your money a job, kind of like if money's coming in, know where you want it to go. So it just doesn't escape you. I think that that's one part of, I see a lot of people just don't know where their money is going. So if I can give one takeaway, and I would like to give a second takeaway, pay yourself first. I think that that's another huge, huge advantage that, you know, rich people have over a lot of us is that one of the beliefs I had was like, I was in debt, so I could not save money. So I had to pay off all my debt before I could save. And that's such BS. So pay yourself first so that you don't get stuck in that constricted paycheck to paycheck cycle. Even if it's 1%, even if it's $1 to start, just start paying yourself first. And you will see that that will start growing. Once you have more money, you can like put a little bit more to the side and ultimately become an investor or, you know, start making money work for you. And investing was another limiting belief I had. People like us don't invest. And, you know, it's good to see now there's so many of us putting ourselves out there and Latina, other financial educators like myself that are out there writing books and, you know, teaching us how to do better with our money. So I think that was a lot of tips. So it's be intentional, pay yourself first and educate yourself a little bit more by reading more, listening to podcasts, getting a coach, whatever works for you. I just want more of us to do better because the system is set up against us and they want us stuck in the rat race. So we have to do better. We can do better. Yes. And I'm here to empower you to do better and just live that blissful vida that you want and deserve and desire. So let's do this together and uplift ourselves and I'm just here for all of it. And I want to see us succeed.
Oh, it's God. Like she left me speechless, everybody. So that was beautiful. It's like, that was not rehearsed. What you need to know about this podcast is that I ask questions, but I like it to flow. So I will never send a questionnaire saying, we're going to cover these questions. Nada. Mm-mm. I like, you know, spur of the moment type of thing. And that was beautiful. It came from the heart. I could tell that it came from the heart. And that's beautiful. I just think it's so important. And I, you know, I've been there. I, you know, it's like, I'm married to a CPA. Okay. I'm married to a CFO CPA. And he's like, Marty, how's your bookkeeping coming along? And it's like,
yeah,
I said, I changed the subject right away. And then he goes, okay, I need your statements. And it's like, oh, can somebody else do this one? And then he goes, and then he brings it back and he says, honey, did you see this expenditure? And I'm going like, no, and I don't want to see it. Mm-hmm. Right. And I think that that's like, you know, I tease about it, but truly some of us, that's what happens. It's like, I don't want to see it. I don't want to see how much I'm spending. I know I'm spending. Mm-hmm. I don't want to see it.
Yeah.
So one last question. What would you say to somebody like that?
I think we just have to rip the Band-Aid sometimes and just do it. So it's kind of, I know it's scary. Sometimes we like to avoid, but a big part of changing and healing is awareness and being mindful. So that means you have to look and just see where you're at, and you can't move forward or go places if you don't know where you're starting. So I think if this is a really something that you want to do and change your financial trajectory and live a more financially blissful life, you kind of have to take a look behind the curtain and do it. It might be scary at first, but you have the power to change your position and what you're doing. So you have to like start from somewhere, and we all start from somewhere. So don't be ashamed. I was in tons of debt. I was, you know, not doing well with money. I didn't know where my money was going either. I was spending it recklessly. So, but now I can say I'm doing so much better with finances, and I want to help more people do the same.
Yeah. And the guilt that comes with knowing that you are, you know, living paycheck to paycheck, and the helplessness, there's two words, guilt and helplessness, right? That, you know, I see that happening a lot as a business coach, right? And I don't, you know, have anything to do with finances or their financing, but I do find that as a business coach, the one thing that I'll ask them is, do you know your numbers? Mm-hmm. And inevitably, they don't.
Right. I think this space is like an avoidance space, and we need to be more mindful and aware so that things can change for the better.
Yeah. And so funny because, you know, being a teacher, when I was a teacher, I taught algebra. It was like, do you know your numbers? Hello, this is not exponential here.
Right.
It's like, yeah. So I get it. They're like, okay, they want an exponential growth in their money, but they're not exponentially savvy. Mm-hmm. And I think that's so important. Your work is amazing. I just want to say thank you so much. The podcast is what I call a drive time podcast. I just want to say thank you so much. If you're listening to us, if you're watching us, remember to hit the bell and subscribe on the Coach Marty Angel YouTube channel, because every month I get a new beautiful mujerpreneur to give you, you know, tips that can help you in your business and in your life, right? And so that you can begin, I want to see more Latinas rock six figures in their businesses, right? I know that there's a lot of Latinas working in corporate and in education and all of that stuff that are gaining six figures, but there, you know, a lot of the mujerpreneurs are not six figure income earners in their businesses. And that's where I want to make that happen for you so that I can help you structure your business, your marketing and all of that so that you can, you know, bring it to, you know, rock your six figures and live your best life. You know, it's so important. Erica, thank you. Is there any parting words that you would have for us today?
I just want to say thank you so much for having me. And I love that you're all about living the best life. I'm all about blissful vida. So I just want to just say that you all deserve a blissful vida. So go out there and get it. I'm on a mission with you.
Oh, yay. I deserve a blissful vida. I'm going to tell my husband today. I'm going to say, I deserve a blissful vida. I don't want to do dishes. All right, my love. Thank you so much. Chula hermosa. Muchos besitos y abrazos. Gracias por estar aquí. I am just so incredibly grateful. Thank you, everybody, for watching. I love it. If you have any questions for either myself, Marty Angel, your Latina biz coach, or Erica Docs Martinez, your Blissful Vida financial coach, please drop them. Drop a comment below. Send us some love. Find us on Instagram and follow us. We are together raising up the voice of mujerpreneurs. Gracias. Yes.
Gracias.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
This episode brought to you by Celavive Hydrating and Lifting Sheet Mask. The Celavive Hydrating and Lifting Sheet Mask locks in intense moisture to perfectly prime your skin for restful sleep. Apply this relaxing hydration serum several times a week to pamper yourself and radiate your healthier looking complexion. Sheet masking is all the rage right now. Make it a regular part of your healthy skincare regimen today. Celavive Hydrating and Lifting Sheet Mask. Click the link below and get yours today.